Learn the interesting art of making your own sushi. Legal notice. The publisher strived to be as accurate and complete as possible in the creation of this report, notwithstanding the fact that he does not warrant or represent at any time that the contents within are accurate due to the rapidly changing nature of the Internet. While all attempts have been made to verify information provided in this publication, the publisher assumes no responsibility for errors, omissions, or contrary interpretation of the subject matter herein. Any perceived slights of specific persons, peoples, or organizations are unintentional. In practical advice books, like anything else in life, there are no guarantees of income made. Readers are cautioned to rely on their own judgment about their individual circumstances to act accordingly. This book is not intended for use as a source of medical, legal, business, accounting, or financial advice. All readers are advised to seek services of competent professionals in medical, legal, business, accounting, and finance field. Chapter 1, Learning About Sushi, Introduction to It. Sushi is a very famous dish connected to Japanese customs. Sushi is basically known as cooked rice along with vinegar, and then after that some toppings are used for garnishing. Seafood is generally used for the purpose of toppings in sushi. This food can be rolled in a cylinder and then sliced with makizushi. This is very unlike the uncooked sliced fish which is served without rice or a bed known as sashimi. The conventional form of making sushi is rice and fermented fish and then preserving in salt. The literal meaning of sushi is it's sour but not raw, which is a mistaken belief of the Western world. Sushi is a very famous traditional dish of the Japanese and there are several ways of making it. This is a very special dish of rice that comprises of a variety of short-grained white rice. After being cooked, it is blended with salt, sugar and rice vinegar, and sake is also added sometimes in it. In order to avoid rice getting too sticky to be handled, it is required to be seasoned at room temperature. Traditionally, a wooden tub which is round in shape named hangiri is used to mix everything with the help of a paddle made up of wood called shamiji. Topping is made up of raw fish due to its good quality of freshness as compared to cooked fish. A lot of professional sushi chefs prefer only high quality fish to be used for this dish. The color, firmness and smell of the fish to be used are required to be judged very carefully to make an exotic dish. Yellowtail, snapper, salmon, mackerel and tuna are the common and best types of fishes that are used for making sushi a perfect dish. For making sushi rolls, nori, black seaweed wrapper is used. Nori can also be eaten alone just like snacks which are flavored in teriyaki. Condiments that are used in sushi are green horseradish paste called wasabi, sea salt and roasted sesame seeds called gamashio, pickled ginger and soy sauce. At some of the traditional sushi bars, green tea is served along with a sushi meal and at some places sake is served. Sake is a well-known wine which is prepared from rice which is served in winters and in summer season it is served along with lemon. Chapter 2, The Basics to Sushi Making. Sushi is a very famous dish being consumed all over the world these days. There are different types of sushi dishes made with different types of flavors other than the traditional rice and raw fish style. There are several ways in which sushi can be prepared. Some rolled in the nori sheets, some can be scattered on the rice cooked in vinegar or even by doing stuffing in the tofu pouches. This dish named sushi is very versatile that can be consumed at any time of the day. Sushi is actually just not referred to raw seafood or raw fish. In fact, it is actually rice cooked in vinegar which is served simultaneously with cooked or raw seafood. Varieties of sauces are used to eat this dish. There are some tips that should be considered initially to make sushi. Initially, every individual is required to consider that he or she eats raw seafood or not. There are some alternatives also available such as boiled shrimp, sea urchin, squid, crab and even fish roe. This dish is very simple to make that just requires seasoning and rice cooked in vinegar. Rice is required for the purpose of base of the dish along with the fish or some other type of seafood with wasabi sauce. Short-grained rice is required to be boiled with equal portions of water until cooked. 1 tablespoon of sushi vinegar in every single cup of rice is needed to be added after this. If you are going to make sushi as Nigiri type, use your hands to give shape like small pile of the sushi rice. Take approximately 2 tablespoons of sushi rice and then roll them in the oval shape. The top surface of this pile is required to be flattened and wasabi paste is needed to be spread on the surface. Then a very thin slice of any of the raw fish or seafood is placed, which is generally of the size 2x5 cm. Always take care of the seafood you are going to use in sushi and choose according to the taste you prefer. Majority of professional sushi chefs prefer deep water fishes such as tuna or salmon, as they are generally free from any type of parasites as compared to those available in fresh water. They are more prone to diseases, infections and parasites. Chapter 3, Making It for First Time, What Things to Do and What Not to Do. Sushi is an appetizing dish to have anywhere and anytime. This dish is generally cooled before eating and served in small bite portions. Sushi is made up of boiling rice with vinegar and served with the toppings of raw seafood, preferably fish. Earlier, sushi was found in Japanese restaurants, but now these days it can be found in almost every type of restaurant. It can be made in your home also, but you are just required to take care of few essential things. First of all, rice is prepared to be cooked. Rice should be kal rose or short-grained rice, as they are considered to be perfect for making sushi. It is always recommended by different professional sushi chefs to not use brown rice or instant rice because they are not efficient for making sushi. Rice is needed to be a little harder for making sushi as compared to some other dishes, but this does not mean that they should be undercooked but not overcooked too. Colander is required for rinsing and draining of rice, but this is not mandatory. Sushi vinegar is needed to be poured after transferring the rice into another bowl and mixed gently. 1 tablespoon of sushi vinegar is enough for every cup of rice. Mix everything accurately and let it cool down after that. Get the nori seaweed rolls for making sushi rolls, which is available at any type of Asian grocery store. Keep it in a very clean and hygienic place. Spread the cooked rice on seaweed paper and do not forget to leave an inch on every side of the paper for rolling it conveniently from the sides. A lot of people make these mistakes that they do not leave enough space and spread more amount of rice. The thickness of rice should not be more than approximately 1/4 of the inch and you should be able to see nori through it. You cannot roll it properly if you use more rice. All of the items should be placed on the top of rice and near the border which is rolled initially. There are some rolls that comprise of a thin piece of crab meat, cucumber and a piece of avocado. Some chefs use sliced vegetables also for the toppings apart from fish. Chapter 4, Equipment Needed for Professional Sushi Making. If you are going to make sushi at home, you are required to get various types of equipment. There is some basic equipment that can be found in every kitchen, but some are required to be purchased from the market. Some of the mandatory things that you will need are listed as follows. Cutting boards. Wooden cutting boards are preferred by majority of chefs as compared to the plastic boards. They are more flexible and are less effective and make your knife dull. Moreover, it also looks attractive and better than the plastic board. You can even use this board for cutting several items at a single time without washing it again and again. Grater. A very good quality grater is also required while making sushi. There are some of the ingredients that are required to be grated very finely to be used in sushi dishes. Strainer. Strainer is one of the essential equipments that are required for making sushi dishes. A good quality mesh strainer is essential for the purpose of washing the ingredients that are cut finely. These ingredients are used in most of the sushi dishes. Non-stick fry pan. There are some sushi dishes that require a little bit of cooking to be done. Oil is not preferred to be used in any of the sushi dishes as it can spoil the flavor of your dish. So if you are cooking any of the ingredients without oil, you must use a non-stick fry pan. Measuring spoons and cups. Accuracy is must to make your dish perfect. A single little pinch and a dash of excessiveness may spoil the dish and can change the dish exactly. So, it is always advised to use proper quantity of the ingredients. Good quality measuring spoons and cups should be used for sushi dishes to make the perfect dish. Tweezers, there are some fish that are available with some bones left over in them that are required to be removed. So, tweezers are needed for this purpose. It can be very serious if you get fish bones in your mouth. The tweezers with a wide tip and ribbed from inside are preferred that help to get the task done effectively. Plastic wraps, do not get the thin wrap that cannot be controlled while working. These are used for rolling the bamboo mat. Peeler, a very sharp peeler is required for the purpose of peeling the vegetables to be used as toppings. Chapter 5, Bara Sushi, Shirashi Sushi, Furumaki, Inari Sushi, Ways to Make Varieties of Sushi. There are a lot of varieties of sushi available these days. Inari Sushi, Bara Sushi, Shirashi Sushi and Furumaki are some of the popular types of sushi available. Out of all of these, Inari Sushi is one of the most popular and cheapest types of sushi available in the world. This type of sushi is made with different vegetables and sushi rice in some small pouches of deep-fried tofu or bean curd. Aburage is the traditional term which is used in Japanese. Aburage is used in lieu of using soybean paper or nori seaweed. This is sold in cans as well as in packets and is available in majority of supermarkets. Furumaki is a special type of sushi roll that is prepared in the traditional Japanese form. The rolls that have nori seaweed outside the sushi rolls are called furumaki. The sushi dish will have entirely different taste if the nori seaweed is in inside or outside. It entirely depends on the professional chefs and on the taste of people. Furumaki is a vegetarian sushi but it is still served along with the toppings of eggs of fish. This type of sushi is basically cut into small pieces and then served, and sometimes it is also served as rolls. Inari sushi is not commonly available in the market. This is much rarer than shirashi sushi, which is served as the deep-fried pouches of stuffed rice and tofu. There are some special types of rice that are used for making sushi. Short-grained rice are required that are mixed in rice vinegar, sake, kombu, salt and sugar. The stickiness should be high for rice to make perfect sushi dish. Nori wrappers should not be very thin as they are not comfortable for any person to control and handle. Only choose best type of nori papers. Different types of toppings for sushi are preferred by professional chefs for different types of sushi dishes. Especially deep saltwater fish such as tuna and salmon are preferred for the toppings, and there are some other seafood also available that can also be used for toppings. Some freshwater fish are needed to be avoided as they are more prone to different types of diseases and infections as well as parasites. Apart from seafood, varieties of vegetables can also be used for the toppings. Chapter 6, Learning More New Ways, Nigiri Sushi, Okonomi Sushi, Onigiri, Temaki, Oshizushi. Sushi is a very well-known Japanese dish which is now available and consumed all across the world. Varieties of sushi dishes are available all over the world and a lot of professional sushi chefs are also available. Some of the most famous types of sushi are Nigiri sushi, Temaki sushi, Onigiri sushi and Okonomi sushi. Sushi rice is the common ingredient in every type of sushi. One of the most common types of sushi which is widely available is Nigiri sushi. This sushi is served along with the oblong mound with the toppings of thin egg slices and wasabi sauce. Sometimes some other seafood or meat is also served along with this sushi. There are some chefs who prepare different types of stuffing for Nigiri sushi. The egg used for this sushi is served cooked, but the meat or seafood with this is served raw. Temaki sushi is the other type of sushi which is served in the nori rolls. This sushi is the variety of pressed seaweed. Everything such as seaweed, toppings and rice are rolled collectively in the form of cylindrical shape using the bamboo mat. After rolling, the sushi is sliced to some thin and thick parts to be served with different types of toppings. Onigiri, which is also known as omusubi, is the most famous snack of Japan. This snack is widely consumed in Japan, which is served in ball shape as well as triangular shape. This is made of white rice and is rolled in nori seaweed. The rice can even be cooked with different flavors such as the fillings of black sesame seeds or salt or some other salty ingredients such as pickled plums or taro. The variety of stuffing and toppings is endless and can be configured according to the taste. Onigiri is a special type of sushi dish which is different from all other types of sushi dishes. A special type of rice is required for this that contains salt, sugar and vinegar. This is the best snack available for picnics and can be prepared in less time duration as compared to other sushi dishes. There are a few things that are required to be taken care of while making sushi. The toppings should be fresh and the rice should not be overcooked or undercooked. This is very essential to make a perfect sushi dish. Chapter 7. Some of the popular sushi types. Sushi is one of the most popular types of dishes that originated from Japan and is available in all across the world these days. Sushi is available in various types made by different professional sushi chefs all over the world. Not all sushi dishes are popular, but some are very popular all across the world and is available in almost every restaurant. Some of these are as follows. Nigiri sushi. This sushi is one of the most common types of sushi available in this world, but also falls under one of the most expensive varieties of sushi. This type of sushi is served along with the toppings made with cooked or raw shellfish or fish. The toppings are placed on the finger of rice cooked in rice vinegar along with the wasabi sauce. Gunkan maki. The literal meaning of gunkan maki is battleship roll. In this sushi roll, the rice is surrounded by the nori strips or wrapper in order to place the toppings on the top. The toppings for this type of sushi are made generally of fish roe that gives completely different taste to sushi. The covering of nori wrapper or strip do not let the toppings fall down from any of the sides. Maki sushi. This is also the other most popular types of sushi available in the market. In this type of sushi, the rice is rolled on the fillings that are made up of vegetables or fish. The rice is cooked with rice vinegar and is wrapped afterwards with the help of nori seaweed. Some other varieties related to this dish are such as hosamaki, which is thinner, and furomaki, which is thicker, and last but not the least is California roll, in which nori is rolled inside while rice at the outside of it. Inari sushi. In this type of sushi, rice cooked in vinegar is served in the pocket of sweetened or deep-fried tofu along with wasabi sauce. This is also one of the most popular types of sushi available. Temaki sushi. This is the sushi which is hand-rolled and one of the most famous choices for dinner parties. The guests available can prepare their own type by choosing their own ingredients. The fillings are placed on the top of the sushi vinegar-flavored rice, which is spread on nori wrapper or strips. This can be rolled into a shape of cone by the guests themselves. Chapter 8. Three popular sushi making recipes which you will love. A lot of sushi dishes are being made by professional sushi chefs all over the world, but three most popular sushis are listed as follows along with their recipes. Recipe for sushi rice. It does not matter whether you have a Japanese cooker or not, you can also make sushi in a heavy pot that has a lid to close it. Always measure the ingredients accurately to make a perfect dish. First of all, tazu. Solution of vinegar and water is to be prepared. Mix 30 ml of rice vinegar in 250 ml of water by adding 5 grams of salt in it. Wash and rinse the rice a number of times in water to clean them. Then strain the washed rice for approximately 30 minutes and then transfer it to the Japanese rice cooker or the pot. Add the measured water to it and let it cook. Cover the cooker or pot tightly with the lid and let it simmer for at least 18 minutes, not opening the lid. Then prepare sushi vinegar, mixing salt, sugar and vinegar all together using small saucepan. Heat and stir it regularly until the mixture gets dissolved completely. Take a wooden spoon or a spatula for cutting and folding the rice and be very gentle with the cooked grains and do not smash them. Now prepare the mixing bowl by damping a cloth with a mixture of tazu that you have prepared earlier. A wooden bowl with a flat bottom is best to be used for this purpose. The excess moisture is absorbed by the wooden surface and its big surface allows rice to be cooled evenly and more quickly. Put hot rice into the mixing bowl by adding approximately 1/4 solution of sushi vinegar. While mixing the ingredients, remember do not smash the sushi rice grains. This task is to be repeated until whole sushi vinegar is finished. Then get your rice cooled using a fan after getting mixed. This may take approximately 6 to 7 minutes for removing the excessive moisture and the glossy shine will be created on the rice. The rice should be a little bit sticky and chewy. This is the procedure for majority of sushi dishes. The difference is the use of toppings and fillings. You can use 3 different sushi dishes by choosing 3 different types of toppings such as cooked or raw tuna fish, salmon, crabs, vegetables, squids, shrimps, etc. Majority of professional chefs prefer deep saltwater fish only. Chapter 9, Nutritional Benefits of Sushi. Sushi is the most famous dish made by Japanese and is now available all across the world. There are different types of sushi dishes made these days by varieties of toppings and fillings. The ingredients used for making sushi are very nutritional and very beneficial for people. A lot of people find it very funny to eat a raw fish, but they do not know the nutritional benefits of this. Sushi provides you with different types of necessary nutrients apart from providing a delicious dish. Sushi dishes comprise of varieties of necessary nutrients that provide benefits to the body. Some of the benefits are mentioned below. A wrapper made up of seaweeds, which is known as nori, is used for wrapping sushi rolls. This is a toasted sheet of seaweeds that contains high quantity of vitamin A, vitamin B and vitamin C. A lot of energy is transferred through vitamin B that helps in assisting various metabolic activities. White rice is used in every dish of sushi. These are rich in carbohydrates and provide a very good source of energy for the human body. Sushi rice contains very less amount of fat and no sodium is available in them, which make it perfect for the heart. The seasonings used for sushi contain some amount of sodium in them. There are a lot of people who are conscious of the nutritional benefits of fish, but most of them are not aware that fish provides excellent nutrients to your brain. Omega-3 fatty acids are available in sushi that provides various benefits. It controls the blood pressure of the body very effectively if you eat food with omega-3 fatty acids. Overall functioning is also improved with this, as well as the level of cholesterol is also enhanced with this. There are a lot of fish used for making sushi and contain high volume of vitamin E. Vitamin E is very beneficial for the health of human body. It develops the condition of human skin and is very valuable for the health of the heart. Vitamin E also serves as an antioxidant that helps the human body to get rid of the free radicals that cause cancer. Some of the fresh vegetables are also used for toppings and fillings of sushi. Cucumber and avocado are two most commonly used vegetables that help a lot in regulating the blood pressure and lowering the level of cholesterol. Chapter 10, Tips to Make Perfect Sushi Roll Every Time. Sushi is a famous dish which is cooked with white rice with rice vinegar and different types of seafood used as toppings and fillings. Cooking different types of sushi means that same ingredients are used, but the toppings make it different from other sushi. There are a lot of professional sushi chefs all around the world. There are tips that can help any person to make a perfect sushi. Different types of toppings preferred by professional sushi chefs are eggs, vegetables, raw or cooked fish or other seafood. There are different shapes and sizes of sushi available in the restaurants. Maki is the sushi which is served as the roll-shaped nori seaweed. Nigiri is the sushi which is served in the form of little balls along with the fish which is used as the topping of the balls. Here are some tips that can help you to make a perfect sushi. First of all, you are required to get all of the necessary equipment such as cling film, sushi mat, a sharp knife, a pot or Japanese rice cooker and a cutting board. Get all ingredients ready in advance for sushi, such as nori seaweed wrapper, white rice with short grains, pickled ginger, rice vinegar, soy sauce and wasabi paste. Firstly, wash and rinse rice continuously about 9 to 10 times. Put rice in the pot or the Japanese rice cooker along with water. The level of water should be about 2.5 centimeters above rice level. Use average heat to cook the rice while the lid is placed on the cooker or pot. This should be done for about 10 minutes and use low heat for about 5 to 6 minutes additionally. Keep still for at least 10 minutes without opening the lid to get more steam. Steam is very good for a prefix sushi dish. Use a bowl or pot to put the rice in. The bowl should be made of plastic or wood, and remember not to use glass or metal bowl as they retain the heat. Then pour rice vinegar on rice and stir it slowly and gently without smashing the rice grains. This is required to be done with the help of a spoon or a spatula. Let it cool down and prepare for the toppings or any type of fillings in the meantime. Usually freshwater fish is not preferred for the toppings. Conclusion. Making sushi at home is easy like never before. It is a contemporary and a very popular Japanese dish which is eaten and enjoyed all over the world. Refining the rice and learning to make proper rolls out of it are key parts of successfully making delicious sushi at home. Sushi can be consumed at any time of the day, and it's a light, healthy, low on calorie and protein rich dish. Our characterized ebook Learn the Interesting Art of Making Your Own Sushi enlightens you on many interesting facts about this dish, simple ways to prepare it, and overcoming culinary difficulties while cooking sushi. Never seen or tasted sushi? You can still be a sushi expert in no time after you thoroughly read our content-rich ebook. We have outlined this book for sushi lovers across the world. It is simple to read, understandable, and incorporates ways of making sushi with various recipes by the best chefs from renowned restaurants and hotels. Enjoy cooking!